This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia launched missiles and self-exploding drones into Ukraine this morning, says Kyiv. Air raid sirens went off across the country. This a day after the U.S. and Germany announced they are sending battle tanks to help Ukraine in its fight against the Russians. Gian Gentile, a former U.S. Army tank commander, on what the U.S. tanks can do.
It gives them an offensive, mechanized, armored punching force that can carry out offensive, create penetrations in the Russians' lines, that also potentially can produce surprise and shock.
That winter storm still whacking the Northeast. Millions of Americans could see some heavy snow from the Ohio Valley into New England, rain in the Mid-Atlantic. As we all wrestle with higher prices, we'll get a look this morning at how the economy did in the final few months of 2022. The AP's Donna Warder on what surveyed economists think and what may lie ahead.
The economists say the economy in the fourth quarter of last year likely grew 2.3%. Despite the likely second straight quarter of expansion, the economy is widely expected to slow and then slide into a recession sometime in the coming months as increasingly high interest rates implemented by the Federal Reserve take a toll.
It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. That's what the Los Angeles County Sheriff says as they continue trying to figure out why a gunman shot up a Monterey Park, California dance hall Saturday night, killing 11 people before killing himself. They say as far as they know, he had no connection to any of the victims. The school board in Newport News, Virginia has voted to fire school district superintendent George Parker III after a six-year-old was accused of shooting and wounding a teacher. This is AP News. Boeing is going to court.
The Boeing company returns to court on a criminal charge over Boeing 737 MAX jets. Up to a dozen relatives of some of the 346 victims of two Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes are expected to testify about the loss of their loved ones when they come face-to-face with representatives in a Fort Worth, Texas courtroom. It's a case the company had thought it had settled with the Justice Department 2 years ago for $2.5 billion. In October, District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the plaintiffs were crime victims and that the DOJ violated a victim's rights law by not telling families about secret negotiations. Boeing blamed two former employees for misleading the FAA about problems with an automated flight control system. Lawyers for the families accused Boeing of committing the deadliest corporate crime in U.S. history. The Justice Department has said without the settlement, the government would lose its ability to ensure that Boeing follows through with reforms. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.